Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In recent years, Warren has gained national prominence, first as the lead watchdog of the bank bailout, and later as the architect of the Federal Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Now, after doing battle inside the Beltway, she's back in Massachusetts gearing up for a very different fight. What's not well known is how she arrived at this point in her career. WBUR's Sean Bowditch has this profile.
At the recent Labor Day breakfast in Boston, Elizabeth Warren took the stage sounding every bit like a candidate.
Whether I fight as an outsider or I fight from the floor of the Senate, I will continue to stand up for what I believe in.
What she believes in, Warren says, comes straight from her own upbringing. She was born in Norman, Oklahoma, the youngest child in a family struggling to bounce back from the Depression.
They talked about it. Those were the stories that permeated my childhood.
Here's Warren in an interview at UC Berkeley back in 2007.
What it was like to have 7 years of drought. What it was like when nobody had any money. What it was like when all your neighbors left to go to California or someplace where they thought there might be jobs.
At 16, Warren graduated from Northwest Classen High School in Oklahoma City, where she'd been a debate champion. Classmate and fellow debater Joe Baumhoff says Warren stood out.
I got to observe her devoted passion to an idea. If she really believed in it, she went the extra mile for it.
In the years that followed, Warren's life took turn after turn. She got married, finished college, and had her first child, all while bouncing from state to state. She earned a law degree from Rutgers in New Jersey, then moved on to Texas, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and eventually Massachusetts and Harvard Law School. At every stop, Warren delved deeper into the world of bankruptcy law and its effects on middle-class Americans.
She came up the hard way.
That's Adam Levitin, a former student of Warren's at Harvard and now a law professor at Georgetown.
She has a very unusual pedigree for someone teaching at Harvard Law School. She went to a perfectly fine law school, but it's not a fancy law school. That should tell you something.
In the classroom, Levitin recalls, Warren had a certain style.
A Socratic machine gun, because the questions come fast and furious. And even in a class of, let's say, 80 students, she manages to call on every student.
Clearly, Warren has her admirers, in part because of how fiercely she fights for her causes. But that's also made her a polarizing force. Her sharp rebukes of the banking industry have attracted criticism, and her tough talk on the bailout and financial regulatory reform complicated her relationships with some lawmakers and the White House. Back here in Massachusetts, her work in Washington has prompted pushback from some corners, including the state Republican Party. Spokesman Tim Buckley.
If the Massachusetts Democratic primary were decided by, you know, Washington insiders and policy wonks and ivory towers, I think Professor Warren would likely be the front runner. But let's not forget that she's got a pretty long and pretty expensive and pretty divisive primary ahead of her.
While Warren's base of support among Democrats is expanding, the party nomination is hardly a slam dunk. For starters, there's the criticism that she's an Ivy League elitist. Harvard Law professor Lawrence Tribe is Warren's longtime friend and colleague.
A weakness, and I hate to say this as a Harvard professor, is that she's a Harvard professor. That's not the first thing that many people in Massachusetts want to see. They will need to be persuaded that she is not part of any ivory tower.
Name recognition is another challenge. She's not well known statewide, says Joan Vinaki, a columnist for the Boston Globe.
One thing that Scott Brown has right now is a very high name recognition. People know who he is. Any Democrat who wins the nomination is going to be going up against all that celebrity buzz and pizzazz that he's generated over the last 2 years.
Warren's decision to join the race has certainly created a buzz of its own. But now she faces a long primary race, and that will test whether she can translate her high-powered resume into a voter-friendly platform. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Sean Bowditch.